What about the issue of the dose of dex? We've seen studies, particularly the ECOG trial, looking at that. What's your take on that? And are trials being modified? You know, did you all consider modifying your trial? What's your take on the whole issue of dose?
Well, I think it's clear that the dose of dexamethasone is very important for side effects, but also can be associated with response. If we consider the ECOG trial, which was a trial of lenalidomide, high-dose dex versus low-dose dex. And the dose intensity was such that in the high-dose arm, 480 milligrams of dexamethasone was given per cycle. In the low-dose arm, it was 160 milligrams, so about a third of the dose in the low-dose arm. There were significantly fewer problems with some of the major toxicities, such as clotting, much less frequent in the low-dose arm. The incidence of infectious complications and cardiac complications was lower in the low-dose arm. And importantly, the early mortality was lower. The response rate overall was less robust in the low-dose arm. So it was inferior in terms of response rate compared to the high-dose dex arm. But what was interesting, of course, was that the early survival suggested an advantage for the low-dose arm compared to the high-dose arm, despite the lower response rates. We think the reason for that is that this excess toxicity obviously was associated with an increase in mortality, but patients actually died more frequently of progression of their myeloma in the high-dose arm. The reason was that even though they had robust responses, due to the toxicity, they had to come off study more frequently. They were less tolerant of subsequent therapies because of the early toxicity. Whereas in the low-dose arm, patients, since they were able to tolerate this regimen better, could remain on therapy for a longer period of time. So if you will, this was a maintenance effect of the lenalidomide low-dose dexamethasone.
So from a practical perspective, how are you now approaching this one study? And I'm sure, you know, the investigators on the study you're involved with right now must have had to think this thing through. Why was it continued at a higher dose?
Are you referring to the triplet trial?
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't think we know if you can translate the information of the ECOG trial to other drug combinations. So this issue holds true for the combination of lenalidomide and dexamethasone. I don't think we can safely translate that data or that information to other drug combinations, such as the triplet of bortezomib, cytoxan, cyclophosphamide, dexamethasone. We don't know if a lower dose of dexamethasone is going to produce the same results. And so without really a randomized comparison, we're reluctant to just modify our regimen right now. I think everyone is struggling with a balance between effectiveness and toxicity. We'd like to minimize the toxicity for our patients. At the same time, we don't want efficacy to suffer.